This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is the Big K Morning Show, Larry Richard with Paul Rasmussen. And every Thursday we check in with Hall of Fame voice of the Panthers, Bill Hillgrove. And we'll link up with Bill here in just a second. Meanwhile, John Gruden, former Raiders coach, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Some people call him Chucky.
Chucky, because he looks like that when he's animated, which he generally is animated. He looks like that Chucky doll in, what is that, a Stephen King movie novel?
I don't know the name of the movie, but I know the character if you show it to me.
So he has some, relationship with Pitt, because he's wearing a Pitt jersey.
Now, isn't he a friend of Pat Narduzzi's, or at least somehow connected?
Yeah, he has this affinity for Pitt, so...
I know that they've been sending him swag this year.
Yeah, and he opened it up, and he does, he has this podcast, and he's very popular with a lot of people. I get a kick out of his stuff because he's got a really sharp mind when it comes to analyzing quarterbacks in particular.
I'm interested to see if he can settle his lawsuit with the NFL, and then... if anyone wants him to come back as a head coach, he's pretty sharp.
Why wouldn't they?
Right?
I'm actually surprised that a college hasn't picked him up.
He may be saying no.
Yeah, that could be.
Because look at the money they're throwing around right now.
So here's what John Gruden said. He had a one-on-one interview via Zoom with 18-year-old true freshman quarterback for the Panthers, Mason Heinchel.
Mental quickness, body quickness, arm quickness. You look like a young Dan Marino, man, and that's saying something. You're doing things at Pitt that nobody has ever done as a true freshman quarterback. Congratulations. Keep it going, and I hope to see you Saturday against Notre Dame.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Really appreciate you, Coach. Thank you.
And that'll be next Saturday at noon, kickoff at Acrisure Stadium as the Panthers try to close out the regular season. Now, it's a non-conference game. And then they go on the road to Atlanta the following week to take on Georgia Tech, who lost this past weekend. They were top 10. And Miami lost. They end the season at Acrisure the week after.
And you know, Larry, I wonder, you mentioned this yesterday, and I've been thinking about that. I wonder if the ESPN circus will come, the game day show, along with Pat McAfee's little field goal kicking unit.
All right, we've got the Bill Hillgrove. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How goes it today?
Good. So you had your first basketball game 56 years in on Monday. We're hearing good things about this team, even though it's very early, but some of the talent that Jeff Capel has assembled is getting some love around the country, actually.
Well, they're stronger inside. Cam Corhan has improved from last year. I think he's moving better. I think Papa Conte, another big man who was, you know, highly thought of in the recruiting process, but he's been held back by an injury. And, we've talked about this before, Larry. Sometimes people who injure knees have to get through the mental part of it before the physical part takes over. And I think he's gone through that. You know, he's no longer worried about getting injured again. And he has played well. He had career-high 10 rebounds the other night. So, you know, inside they're stronger. I love DeMarcus Minor as a point guard. He distributes the basketball. He is a real strong defensive presence. And, I just think this team has a chance to be pretty good.
Bill, are there any new faces that Pitt fans should know about on the team?
Well, DeMarco Minor is certainly one of them. The Australian, Roman Siulipa, he's got an NBA body, and he's. I watched him shoot before one of the preseason games, you know, the exhibitions. He must have made 20 straight threes from all over the court. I realize there's no hand in his face, but if you can shoot like that, you can shoot. I think he's a big addition. And the freshman Witherspoon, again, shows me strong defense. He gets right up in your grill, and his offense will come along. I think right now he's shown a little freshman impatience, and that'll disappear. So, I'm enthused about this group. I really am. And, you know, one thing I've noticed, the ball moves better. It doesn't stick. And I think that was one of the problems last year. So many times my partner Curtis Aiken would look at it and say, the ball's sticking. It's sticking. And you don't want it to do that. You want to move and get people open. And I think this team has that ability.
Bill, want to back up to the football team. As you know, the first 25 rankings for the college football playoffs came out, and lo and behold, Pitt is on there at number 24. Surprised?
You know, it's almost like survival of the fittest, you know, last man standing. They have quietly put together a five-game win streak, and they've been under everybody's radar. And then all of a sudden people look around and say, you know, who are the teams that can do this? And apparently somebody thinks that they can. And so as long as that is the case, I know it's a meat grinder schedule, starting with Notre Dame a week from Saturday, and then you got to go to Georgia Tech. But in all three cases, we've seen teams can defeat these teams. Notre Dame has been playing much better than they did early, but still, you know, I think Pitt is good enough to be on the big stage. And until somebody disproves me, I'm going to believe that.
Bill, have you in your career calling Pitt football games seen a young quarterback perform like this one?
You know, people have asked me what my opinion is, and I know it's early, but he's got a little bit of bend. And when I say that, I mean his pocket awareness is uncanny. He knows where not to move in that pocket, where not to get himself in trouble. And he's got enough speed when he breaks that pocket, especially up the middle, and they give him the green grass, he'll take it quickly. He's got a little bit of Dan Marino in him, too. I like his quick release. His feet are usually in good place when he delivers the ball. And so, this kid, his upside is unlimited.
That said, before we got you on the air, John Gruden, whose first job was coaching as an assistant with Pitt, so he's wearing a Pitt jersey. They sent him gear. They've got this love affair going on right now with Pat Narduzzi and the team. So he interviewed Mason Heintzel, and this is what he said.
Mental quickness, body quickness, arm quickness. You look like a young Dan Marino, man, and that's saying something. You're doing things at Pitt that nobody has ever done as a true freshman quarterback. Congratulations. Keep it going, and I hope to see you Saturday against Notre Dame.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Really appreciate you, Coach. Thank you.
He's an old soul, Bill, as you and I have discovered just hearing him talk and how he handles himself with the media. Pretty impressive.
You know what? That might be the first time in my career that Chucky has agreed with me. No, I'm only kidding. I love John Gruden. You know, I remember when he was doing his media thing, he'd drop in our booth and go, "Hey, Hillgrove, how's it going?"
I love that.
Well, you know, he didn't forget where he came from. And he spent time at Pitt, and I think he's got the ability to, you know, put context into what he says. I think those are that is high praise from Caesar.
All right, William, enjoy the weekend. We'll talk again next week. And by the way, Thursday visits with Bill Hillgrove presented by Duquesne Beer this holiday season. Grab a Duke. Thanks, partner.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good one.
Studio.
I'm here.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's trending, T?
Tom Brady.
Oh, back to the dog cloning.
Oh, my goodness. Is that creepy?
Well, first of all, it's cost prohibitive. I mean, unless you're Tom Brady, seven-time Super Bowl champ and multi-gazillionaire.
You're getting him for $50,000?
$50,000? That's a lot of money.
That's good Lord.
We talked to Dr. Mike Hutchinson last hour about it. He knows several people who have done it. And the way he described it, I thought, was absolutely brilliant. He said, a twin separated by time. In other words, if you have twins, they look the same, but they're not the same
right.
personalities. You know, there may be some things that are familiar, but he said it's like having a twin on separated, obviously, by, in this case, Tom Brady. It took less than a year for them to do what they did.
Yeah.
Would you do it?
Never.
If he had the money, obviously.
I wouldn't do
no?
that. I'd clean some shoes or something like that.
Wait till next hour.
Give me some shoes.
You're going to be in the newsroom?
Why?
We have a gentleman coming in from Pittsburgh.
With some shoes?
Aaron has arranged. No shoes. No shoes.
I mean, we were talking about
shoes. No shoes, no shirt, no service.
Service.
Aaron has got John Conley is his name. And he's bringing in a freeze-dried pet. He's going to show us what he does.
A what?
Freeze-dried pet. So when your pet passes, you get them freeze-dried. And then they taxidermy it like you would see a deer head on a wall.
Yes, yes. That's deep.
Well,
what is going on?
You're going to see.
No. Paris Hilton, she
did it too.
Yeah, she did it too. You remember that? Yeah, she did it too. They're cloning. I mean, this is the thing. I mean, people are doing it. They want their doggy back. But it won't be the same, you know, would it have the same traits? I'm guessing because it's the DNA, right? I guess.
It would be similar to,
maybe.
To Dr. Mike's point. It would be like a twin.
Okay.
But it won't be the same. We all know that. Yeah. But would you pay 50 grand to do that?
Mm-mm. That's money. That's long money. I have short money.
I've never heard that phrase, but long money.
That's long money. Very long money. Anyway, moving on. Traffic. You hear me doing this traffic story. It's the Texas.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Sandham Transportation Institute did this study that we spend, last year, Pittsburgh, in the Pittsburgh area, we spent 53 hours sitting in traffic. 53 hours. I can believe
for
that.
For when? How long? A time?
Sitting in the, for the year, from the most, the high traffic time is.
That seems low, because you seem to sit in traffic. Man, I see. Now, when
the
we.
The average person, they're saying.
When we come into work, obviously, the early, early shift, you don't have to deal with traffic. But then when I have to drive in rush hours, especially in the afternoon. Man, I don't know how people do that both ways every day.
Listen, two tunnels and a bridge every day. Two tunnels.
That sounds like a great name for a song.
Two tunnels and a bridge.
we'll get that recorded for Ellen.
I mean, gas, you're using a lot of gas, but they're saying this is, traffic is getting worse in Pittsburgh Metro. Drivers now spend nearly 18% more time stuck in congestion than before the pandemic. It's crazy.
Oh, there's no question.
I mean, it's
frustrating.
The traffic
in this town has increased tremendously. And you know what we don't do here, and a lot of other cities do? We don't carpool. Come on.
Well,
a few people here and there.
We don't even like each other.
People. No, I don't mean we don't carpool.
I mean, not us. No, I mean, just people. I mean, look, nobody's carpooling. Do you like your neighbors? I mean, people barely even talk to their neighbors. So who's going to carpool? I mean, who's going to do that? I don't want you in my car. Mm-mm-mm.
Why? What's in your car that you don't want people to see?
I just don't want you in my car. Not you. Larry, I'm not talking. I'm not talking about you. We're having a conversation. Oh, my God. But no, nobody's carpooling. People don't trust people anymore and all of that. And you have to feel like I got to take you home. And, you know, what if you have some errands to run when you leave work? And now I got Larry with me. I'm going, you know, grocery shopping. I got Larry with me. I'm going to the doctor's office.
What you really don't want is me sitting in your car listening to you on the phone calls you make.
Have you heard them?
No, but I'm just imagining. Right,
why?
Aaron?
What? How are they?
Would you carpool, Aaron, if you could? I'm just curious.
On a daily basis?
Yeah.
Yes, Aaron, on a daily basis.
No. On a daily basis, that's too much. Well, now, for an activity, if we're going to a specific place for a night event, absolutely. But every day, like you said, that does... completely
rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah, I mean it minimizes
people
what you
smell
can do.
And they don't take showers. Brush their teeth. So I'm in the car with you.
Get one of those
funky,
those Christmas tree perfume things.
That stuff don't last. It is 30 days or less, and you're in there. Someone's hygiene isn't up to par
anyway. Those things.
You have to have the brick ones that you put under your seat.
Oh,
those ones are they're cheap. They're from Dollar Tree, get them.
That's Timu. A new thing that's I've never heard.
They're
I'm
blocks.
Doing that.
Yeah, they're blocks, and you put them right under your seat. You
I'm
don't
doing
want no
that.
Funky people driving in with you.
Trending with T. Nobody wants to carpool. Thank you.
Oh, my God. I'm such a bad person.
Speaking of carpooling, I don't even think the HOV lanes are open. Out the NASCO Roofing Instant Access is a click away. You can email us, instantaccess@kdkradio.com. And every Thursday, we check in with another one of our students from the University of Pittsburgh, who's part of our Next Take programming overnight from 1 till 5 a.m. And Jack Toffanelli is with us. You can see Jack. Don't say you don't know Jack or accuse me of that. At our live stream, kdkradio.com or KDK Radio YouTube, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Jack, good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you?
Good. As we get ready for, I guess you guys are going to go on break soon for the holidays, right, at the University of Pittsburgh. When are you off?
Ooh, actually, I think 2 weeks or a week or two. Yeah, give or take. So pretty exciting.
When that happens, I know a lot of people are trying to make plans or already have. If they live out of town and want to fly, we had just found out late yesterday that the FAA is going to start restricting some flights up to 10% next week at the hub cities like Charlotte, Philly, Atlanta, which could potentially cause additional delays. Have you flown much in your life, Jack?
Actually, not much. I believe I've only flown like 3 or 4 times, but I will be flying this month, so I don't know how that will affect my flight. We'll see. There's been tons of issues with the government shutdown and regarding flight travel, so it's going to be really interesting to be at an airport at this time.
Oh, yeah, and here's the crazy part, and I wonder if we're in day 37. This is the longest government shutdown in history. If this in some way will affect the opening of the new Pittsburgh International Airport. Now, these flight reductions dictated by the FAA don't include Pittsburgh or Latrobe, but it's going to have some kind of residual effect. What do you know about the new airport?
We actually covered the new airport not too long ago on our show, and we were discussing actually this exact question of how the government shutdown is going to affect it opening, because it's chugging along. It's a very, very beautiful airport. I haven't been in it, but I do know that it looks really nice. And yeah, I'm really curious to know how exactly the opening will be affected. Off the top of my head, I don't know the opening date. But I do believe that construction shouldn't be obstructed, which is, that's good. But I do feel for everyone involved with that project who now have to deal with an extra layer with the government shutdown, with the opening of our new airport, which is exciting, but now a little stressful in my opinion. But we'll see.
Yeah, for those that don't know, there is not a hard date set yet for a grand opening and transition. But it will be a game changer in terms of travel. You'll have 12 TSA gates to get through security, and then there is no tram anymore, Jack. It'll be gone, and 8 miles of conveyor belts that move the luggage. So your baggage will presumably get to you much quicker with the airside terminal that you'll enter without having to go through that long process just to get there. So that's good.
That is good. That is good. And convenience and things happening quickly at airports are the priority. So as long as everything's working well and it's a well-oiled machine, the tram being gone hopefully isn't an issue. It's sad, but you know, that's the way it has to be, the way the managers feel. So
we are with Jack Toffanelli, who's part of Next Take Pittsburgh, with our University of Pittsburgh students, again, overnights, 1 a.m. to 5. Just curious, based on the election, have you and your fellow students talked much about politics this week?
So it's seemingly all we talk about. So we did cover the Pittsburgh mayoral race, and then, of course, national news with the New York race with Mamdani winning. We've been covering local and national and international politics this entire semester. We will continue to do that. But yeah, we covered our races and New York's 100%.
Were you surprised by the results? It seemed like, Jack, a lot of young people were engaged and actually did go out to vote.
I wouldn't say I was exactly shocked about Pittsburgh's results. Were a very blue Democratic county, Allegheny County. So him winning, I wasn't too shocked about that. But yeah, everyone I was talking to, they were very excited to go out and vote. And I think it's very good that everyone's doing their Democratic duty to go out and vote for any election, national or local.
Yeah, typically in an off-election year, nearly as many people turned out that you had in a highly divisive presidential election a year ago, and that's understandable to some degree, but it was impressive the number of young people that did participate. Hopefully that's a good sign for the future.
I agree, and I think it will be. As long as everyone makes good informed decisions and do their research, I don't see how that could be bad. Young people, we're the future, so might as well start now.
We're all counting on you, Jack.
Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you next week. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Jack Toffanelli from Next Take.
The FAA is ordering a 10% reduction of flights in 40 high-traffic markets starting Friday. Today, U.S. Airlines announced they expect a record-breaking 31 million passengers over Thanksgiving, but that could be in doubt if the shutdown continues.
There's CBS's Chris Van Cleve, Larry. Pittsburgh and Latrobe apparently not on the reduction list, but any airport you would connect to, like Philadelphia or Charlotte, maybe Atlanta or New York, probably yes, right?
Yeah, we, at this point, aren't directly involved, but it does, since so many people fly from here to those cities as hubs, it's definitely going to have some impact.
Yeah, well, the impact's expected to reach 4,000 flights a day until they get this thing straightened out with the shutdown. Now it's 12 dead, by the way, in the crash of a UPS cargo plane in Louisville with the investigation underway.
The NTSB has identified the flight recorders, so that's very good news. We certainly hope that they will have usable data. We know for a fact, I mean, it's been confirmed that the engine did depart the wing, fell off the wing.
Robert Sumwald once chaired the National Transportation Safety Board, and we also spoke to an aviation expert, Dan Diggins, who said it may take up to 2 years to fully get a comprehensive report.
And last night on the Monumental Sports Network.
Lost it there to Ovechkin. Quick relay comes to the point. Chikrin fires. Just missed. Ovechkin turns. He scores! The Great Eight is the one and only at 900.
And I'm curious what kind of welcome he'll get tonight at PPG Paints Arena as the Caps come to face Sidney Crosby and the Pens.
Don't you think the Pens will have some kind of a tribute?
You know, that's interesting.
Recognition
question.
Of some kind?
I'm going to guess, yes, they're going to do something.
I mean, it's special.
It would be a class act on the Penguins' part. They did it for Mike Sullivan when he came back as coach of the Rangers. It got him, who doesn't appear to be a super emotional guy, brought tears to his eyes.
Yeah, that's great.
I doubt Ovi will be crying here tonight. Hopefully after the game, when the Penguins win. Thank you, Paul.
Stocks recovered Wednesday following several upbeat economic updates. The Dow jumped 225 points. The Nasdaq picked up 151. And the S&P 500 gained 24. The Trump administration is expected to announce an agreement today with Novo Nordisk and Eli Lilly to offer their weight loss drugs through Trump RX at a lower price. Under the pending agreement, a month's supply of the drugs would cost $149 and would also get covered by Medicare and Medicaid. A strike is brewing for Starbucks. The company's unionized workers voted to walk off the job next Thursday, the day of Starbucks' annual Red Cup promotion, unless they reach a contract deal. The union is fighting for better pay and more flexible hours. Starbucks tells CBS News the company is disappointed the union voted for a strike instead of coming to the bargaining table. Speaking of Starbucks, the coffee chain is launching its holiday menu and merch today, and customers can barely contain their online excitement. One item, the new Starbucks teddy bear-shaped cups, is stealing the spotlight. It's not even on sale yet, and it's going for up to $400 a piece on eBay. And that's your CBS Money Watch report for this Thursday morning. I'm Carissa Lawson, CBS News, New York.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.